This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue. I love listening to the Grilling Guys, and you should too.
Well, welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We've been spending the morning getting you ready for deer camp. And I'm getting fired up about this. The more I talk about it, the more excited I get. And I'm going to give you the one quick recipe that is the fail-safe for your deer camp, and that's my Scotch eggs. These are so easy, guys, but they are so awesome to have at deer camp. Simply take hard-boiled eggs, take the shuck off the eggs, wrap them in sausage, breakfast sausage, whatever flavor you like, about a quarter to a half inch thick, and you're going to pack these things like a snowball. So there's sausage all the way around them. It's that simple. Now, if you want to put a little rub on the outside, maybe some of your sweet cherry from Three Little Pigs or something like that, but you can season them up, put them in the oven, bake them for about 35 minutes until that sausage is done at about 350, or you put them on the smoker if you got the smoker going, cool them off, wrap them up in tin foil, and take them with you to camp. It's that simple. These things are like little apples when you eat, except it's an on-the-go breakfast. You got your hard-boiled egg and your sausage all together. Fabulous, and you can make up a couple dozen of these things.
And your little flask of scotch to go with them.
Yeah, exactly. And I learned those in a cooking class. I watched a guy put those together, and he served them as kind of the appetizer for the cooking class. And that's just one of the great things you can get at a cooking class. And right now we're going to shoot out to Zager's and talk to our buddy Todd Visser, who's part of the Rub Daddies. Hey, Todd, what's happening, man?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
We're smoking it up, baby.
Hey, it's a great morning for doing that, I can tell you that.
Turkey and roasting chicken, that's what you're doing.
We are.
That sounds so cool.
It's going to be a great class. We're getting ready for the holidays. Thanksgiving's coming up, and we thought, you know, what better thing to teach people how to do than to cook a little turkey and a little chicken a little differently than what you do in your normal oven at home.
That should be a great class with you, Chef Dewey, and Chaz, all three of you together combining your talents.
Absolutely.
My opinion is when you've got three guys there instead of just one rock star, you're going to get a whole lot more out of a class.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to pull all of our resources together, all our ideas, and present it to the attendees, and it's going to be a good class.
That's great. And it's at Byron Center Meats, Monday, November 5th, 6:30 p.m. It's $40 a person, which is cheap, really cheap, $60 a couple. And if Chaz is showing up, my guess is there might even be a little schmoes there.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. I know.
You never know.
Okay, that's true. I'm sure it won't be. Okay, Todd. Well, best of luck on that class, and great call. If you have never been to a barbecue class, this would be a good one to go to. Job's got a question for you.
Hey, Todd, if I want to be a last-minute registrant, how do I get involved with the class? Can I just show up that day, or do I got to register
show
ahead?
Show up that day, I'd like to know. I'm not working today. I'm going to get my cell phone on. I typically don't do this. Call my cell phone, leave me a message.
Here you go, ladies.
And I'll call you back on Monday just to give you details and all that. So my cell phone is 616-836-2315.
You missed the number there. Give it again.
616-836-2315.
Okay, great.
Got it. Well, thanks, Todd.
We'll show up that night. That'll work as well.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time, and good luck with the class. We'll look forward to a report.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
So, top spots for beer. You got to get your beer. You got to get quantity before you head to deer camp.
You know, our friend over at Sobeys just got his beer license.
That's right.
You know, if you're on the northwest side of town, you're on the northeast side of town. The Grist Mill out in Cannonsburg is a great place. They got the little beer and bottle shop across the street, and they carry a huge selection of microbrews and, you know, that cheap American stuff as well.
Yep, and you can always get your bulk at, like, Family Fair's got some good deals. I noticed Meyer has made a big push on Michigan microbrews.
Yeah.
Meyer has got this great selection of microbrews now. That's very impressive. Yeah, a lot of our sponsors are in there, which I love to see.
Right. And of course, the Mac Daddy of them all is Siciliano's. You know, they got 500-600 different varieties of beer. They're on Lake Michigan Drive on the northwest side of town. Great guys over there. There's a guy named Doug Dorda over there that knows more about beer than any human on earth, I swear. And that guy will lead you down the right path. Just a great resource.
A little bromance going there.
Yeah, I tell you what, I appreciate a guy that studies his craft, and that guy knows what he's doing. He really does.
And make sure you don't open it until you get to deer camp, okay?
Yeah, none of those road pops. That's not legal. We don't do that. Plenty of time when you get to the woods, eh? Hey, Bob, one last recipe from you, brother. We've been skipping over these venison fajitas since we started, and I think that's a great one for deer camp. So break that down real quick for me, if you would, because
this is a good one. It is. I've been making it for years. You can use beef or venison. If you don't have any venison to take up, if you're unlucky, take about a pound and a half of steak. And what you want to do is cut that like a brisket. So you flip it against the grain, cut it diagonally and at an angle. So you've got some good dimensions going on there. You're cutting across the grain. And you throw in some EVO salsa, and I'll post this on the website, a whole lime, a tablespoon of Worcestershire, and you need 10 flour tortillas, sweet pepper, sweet onion, large tomato, salsa, sour cream, guac, shredded cheese, all that stuff. But basically, you take the venison, and you throw it in a bag or in a bowl, and you put in the oil, the salsa, the lime, and the Worcestershire, and you marinate it for about a day. At least 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then you pull those slices out. You get a hot skillet. You throw, I use Old World Olive Press's garlic oil. It's
wonderful.
Phenomenal. Because you add another dimension to it.
Yep.
And you take those little steaks out and you sear them up, or you can grill them. But get the venison done first. Throw it in a bowl. And then you throw your peppers on. Sear them up nice. Throw them in a bowl. And then you throw your onions on, sear them up nice, and then you put the rest of the salsa on top there and simmer the onions and the peppers a little bit in that salsa. So you're cooking the salsa, a slurry, and you're purifying it because there could be bacteria in there from the marinade. And then you cook that down till it's just a nice saucy pan, and you throw your meat back in there. And you want to get that venison about medium. You don't want to
ever go more beyond
medium.
Yeah.
And then you just get your tortilla shells out, you warm them up, and you build some beautiful fajitas. And
that
that's an easy recipe.
That is some man food, and it's time for a little bit of man law.
Now you're a man!
In case you didn't know it, now you know it. Now you're a man. Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in Saranac, and also available at Maryland's in Ada. And I hear that the deer love Vicky's Pasties. Now, it's just a text I got from Tony, so I don't
know. Cover
scent. Don't make any venison pasties. That'd be cannibalism. Men can comment on how much they enjoy manly smells of things like baseball gloves, a new set of tires, and see, men generally can't comment on pretty smells because it's just not manly. So you can comment on the smells of things like a new baseball glove. I love the smell of a new baseball glove. A new set of tires. Sounds weird, but it's true. The smell of gunpowder. Nah, man.
Campfire is my favorite.
Going.
Smell of a campfire.
Sawdust. Yep. Fresh cut wood. Love it. And barbecue grills.
Yeah. And speaking of barbecue, next week, the grilling guys are going out on remote. We're going to be at the Grist Mill in Cannonsburg. We're going to be there. Our show is going to be from 9 to 11. You got to get out there. They got a big commercial smoker out there. There's going to be all kinds of specials on barbecued food. You just come out and see us. We'd love to have a big audience out there, 9 to 11 at the Grist Mill in Cannonsburg.
Wouldn't be right to get ready for deer camp without a little bit of Uncle Ted and his mentor, Fred Bear. Peace, love, and barbecue.
There I was, back in the wild again. And I felt right at home, where I belong. I had that feeling coming over me again. Just like it happened so many times before. Yeah. The spirit of the woods is like an old good friend. Makes me feel warm and good inside. And I knew his name, and it was good to see him again. 'Cause in the wind he's still alive. Old Fred Bear, walk with me down the trails again. Take me back. Yeah. It was kind of dark, another misty dusk. And it came from a tangle down below. And I tried to remember everything it taught me so well. I had to decide which way to go.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.